This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hook, to please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Devin, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three categories. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, In the Buff, where the person is naked. Either tell us why or where.
In the Buff.
Buff. All right, today we're talking about 37-year-old Benjamin Feltz, who was charged with 10 counts, including first-degree recklessly endangering safety, lewd and lascivious behavior, and his third offense of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. So according to the criminal complaint, just before 5:30 p.m. this past Tuesday, Wisconsin Rapids Police received a report of a naked man doing push-ups in public and screaming profanities at people nearby. Then he stole an ambulance, believe it or not, it's a different one, with a patient inside. The patient, a 50-year-old woman, told police she yelled at the man that she was dying from a kidney disease, but he never responded. Well, police from multiple departments, they chased the ambulance with speeds exceeding 90 miles an hour. The complaint says the driver was, quote, driving with utter disregard, swerving and causing other vehicles to stop. Eventually, police were able to use a tire deflation device to cause the ambulance to go off the road into a muddy cornfield where it became stuck. Keep in mind, this chase went for 18 miles. Now, the question is, what had Feltz done to get naked and scream at people and then steal an ambulance? So he imbibed in something. It's just not anything most of us would do. So did he huff spray paint, drink floor cleaner, swallow glue, or guzzle cough syrup? So you have spray paint, floor cleaner, glue, or cough syrup. He ingested one of these four and decided to get naked, do push-ups, yell at people, and steal an ambulance.
Interesting. And got the road spikes.
And he got the road spikes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Tire inflation deflation
yeah,
device.
Excuse me. Tire deflation. Yeah. Those things all sound like something the captain would come up with in a concoction.
It really does. I do all four at once, but I keep my clothes on. I'm not crazy.
Miles, what do you think?
I'm going to go huff paint.
Hey, Ted?
What was the first one? Spray what?
Huff spray paint. So yeah, huff spray paint, drink floor cleaner, swallow glue, or guzzle cough syrup.
I think he was chugging NyQuil.
Okay.
NyQuil. I got a feeling that's a floor cleaner. I'll take that one.
You're going to go floor cleaner.
What was this guy doing before he did what he did? Was he huffing paint, drinking floor cleaner, swallowing glue, or cough syrup? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category of the new one. In the buff, man was charged with 10 counts in Wisconsin. First, he started doing push-ups naked. Then he stole an ambulance and led police on an 18-mile chase.
That is correct.
That's right. What was he doing before that? Was he huffing paint, drinking floor cleaner, swallowing glue, or drinking cough syrup?
And, Devin, that is the question we posed to you. Let us start with D-Ted Smith, you went with the old cough syrup?
Yep.
It was not cough syrup.
All right.
Miles Montgomery, you said huffing paint.
Seemed logical.
It doesn't really, but I understand what you're saying. He was not huffing paint. Devin, you went with drinking floor cleaner, which is absolutely ridiculous. And absolutely
correct.
How's
he alive?
I don't know. And it was, I've never heard of this before, Fabuloso floor cleaner.
I guess it gives you a buzz.
I've heard of people doing a lot of weird things to catch a buzz.
But floor cleaner.
I've never heard floor cleaner.
This was like, new to me when I read it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right? You know about people sipping syrup and this and that.
Sipping syrup, hairspray, what was it, mouthwash, hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, floor cleaner. I was like, wow, buddy. Okay.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
And it's right there. The Twilight guys have teams of talented writers. Something come up with their monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Everyone is talking about the historic blizzard that slammed into New York City. The only way people can get to work is by jumping in a German bobsled.
The Ted Smith, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, everyone here is talking about the historic blizzard that just slammed New York City. It is crazy out there. The only way I can get to work was by jumping in a German bobsled.
There's some good news and bad news about the Labradoodle that was left in a Las Vegas airport. The good news is that an officer has adopted the dog. The bad news is it was an immigration officer, and because the dog is mostly doodle, it's being sent back to Germany.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
Ted.
Ted.
I had to look up that the poodle is of German descent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Poodle.
All over the Northeast, people are dealing with windy and snowy conditions that meteorologists are calling a snowocaine. Of course, snowocaine is a popular drug that's half cocaine and half more cocaine.
Colbert.
All over the Northeast, folks are dealing with windy, snowy conditions that meteorologists are calling a snowocaine. Of course, snowocaine, also a popular drug that's half cocaine, half more cocaine.
After winning a bronze medal in the Milan Cortina Olympics, a Norwegian athlete gained attention online for confessing in an interview to cheating on his girlfriend. In his defense, if you're a bi athlete, you have twice the temptation.
Seth.
Yeah,
that's Seth.
After winning a bronze medal in the biathlon competition in the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, a Norwegian athlete gained attention online for confessing in an interview to cheating on his former girlfriend. In his defense, if you're a biathlete, you have like twice the temptation.
The Winter Olympics are over, and one of the biggest moments is when the USA hockey team beat Canada in overtime to win the gold medal. Canadians were so upset, they started drinking their maple syrup straight from the bottle.
Oh, it's face. Colbert.
Jimmy Fallon.
The Winter Olympics are over, and one of the big moments was when the USA men's hockey team beat Canada in overtime to win the gold medal. Canadians were so upset, they started drinking their maple syrup straight from the bottle.
I read today that NBC put out the number for it. Now, they said it was the biggest 9 a.m. viewing sporting event of all time.
Sure. And they're going East Coast.
They're
right?
going East Coast. Yeah. But also, with that said, there's generally not sporting events that are starting at that time. That like on the true. West Coast, we're used to it because of college football and NFL starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
But that, yeah.
I can believe it. Yeah, East Coast, 9 a.m. sports don't exist.
Yeah, and then, you know, bringing out the jersey of the teammate they had lost and his kids at the end. You know, and like I was saying, I was talking to my brother today. Like, again, I didn't realize it, but like, I've never seen them win a gold medal in hockey in my lifetime.
No, you have not.
And then since 2010, like I was saying, we don't play, what is it? Like, with the senior squad with everybody involved.
Right.
Right. So, like, you know, every Christmas, you're going to have those 2 weeks in between, you have the World Junior Championship, mm-hmm. right? Which, like, if you're a Kraken fan, like, Veneers played in it. So, like, we do okay on that level. It's just very rare to have all the top guys, the NHL guys,
right.
go against each other. So, just, again, just awesome to see. And, yeah, saw those guys in Miami were having a hell of a time last night. Good for them. Let's see. Mike, I kind of brought this up to you earlier, and it is kind of weird, right? There's all these terms, right? Things are toxic. People are gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Just because you like something doesn't mean something else can't be cool to other people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one is kind of ridiculous. Breaking Bad fans, which I am a monster Breaking Bad fan, their review bombing war with fans of Game of Thrones.
Meaning we're trying to explain to each other why our show is better?
So it starts because an episode of Breaking Bad's final season was the top-rated TV episode of all time on IMDb. All right? Hundreds of thousands of user ratings. It stood at a perfect 10. Fans of that show feel like it should stay that way.
All right.
So whenever an episode of a show seems to be racking up top 10 reviews, they start bombing IMDb with 1-star reviews.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my.
So episodes of Succession, Chernobyl, even the Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul, they all had 9, 10, 8-star reviews were suddenly torpedoed by up to 2,000 1-star reviews.
Just so they can say the show I like has a better review.
Congratulations.
Why can't it just be that you like the show you like?
Because that's what people are doing these days.
I know. It's just so.
Correct. And look, I'll stand on the side. I think The Wire is the greatest show ever made, right? Mm-hmm. But it's oftentimes it's the Breaking Bad crowd and The Wire crowd. Now, look, I think they're both excellent, awesome shows.
Sure.
Kind of dealing with, you know, there's drugs. But outside of that, these are different shows. And I think both of them are great. If I just had to pick one, I'd take The Wire. I also think a lot of these conversations are conversations you have with a buddy or at a bar or sitting around in a living room or playing cards. You know what I mean? Any number of ways. Like, some of these conversations are just conversations to have fun with. You don't need to go online and, like, protect Breaking Bad. Because trust me,
it's
the
just
actors
fine.
Don't care.
Not at all.
Right? It's like when people are getting in fights in the stands at NFL games, I always say, like, the players do not, they don't, they're not getting in fights. What are you doing?
Right. Dude, and it's subjectivity. Right. It's opinion. It means absolutely nothing. People's opinions mean absolutely nothing unless you have time to care. Maybe I just don't. I don't care. Like what you like.
Well, and like, it's like you're saying, once you cheat your way into that title, it completely diminishes
it's
the title
anyway.
Altogether.
Right.
There's a certain musical artist out there where her fans have admitted to just running her music constantly on loop while they're sleeping just so that her numbers stay up at the top. It's like, okay, well, then the number doesn't count then.
Bang.
Right. And again, this is the great thing about sports.
Unless, of course, you're listening to our podcast.
Of course.
Right. Please. And that's the great thing about sports is it gives you a definite winner and loser.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what makes it the best reality TV and makes it dramatic, but it's good. So Game of Thrones fans, they hopped in. They've done this now to that episode of Breaking Bad. So just kind of like, all right.
Good,
you know what I mean?
You.
I mean, it's like,
here's my, are you going to like Breaking Bad any more or any less by doing this? Are you going to like Game of Thrones any more or less? But the answer is no. Why can't you just be happy with something that made you happy? Whatever the show was, if it made you happy and you can watch this freaking thing on repeat, like, go do that.
Right. I mean, like, Yelp, right? I remember when Yelp started, right? And, like, but you'll see it happen there. I know people, unfortunately, that have done this. And they'll just leave crappy reviews because their business competes with somebody else's. And it's like,
I never even read Yelp. I know some people read Yelp. I don't, but I'm like, because typically it's restaurants, right? But I'm like, you don't know what I like, and I don't care what you think.
Right. I just look at it for the picture so I can see what the food looks like.
That's
I make my own determination based on what I see.
And I'm with you. But it is crazy to me that some people would go and leave just bad reviews. Just to leave bad reviews.
And if someone does something in my house, like, you know, to get a painting done or whatever, like, hey, could you leave me a review on Angie's List or whatever? Like, you did a great job. I'm not going to go, but if you didn't do a good job, I'm not going there to trash you. I just won't use you again.
Correct.
If I go to a restaurant and I don't like it, it's okay.
Yeah.
I probably just won't go there again, but I'm not going to trash you.
Nope.
If you listen to this radio show and you don't like it, turn it off. You don't need to, you know.
Oh, we've had to be, I think your show sucks. I'm like, well, if you don't listen to it, you solve your problem, man. And it's free. I mean, goddamn, there's other radio stations, genius. If you can't, it sounds bad when you say this, but the older I've gotten, I got into this position. Like, you guys suck. Maybe. And if that's how you feel, then we do, and we always will for you. But what I would say, if you are not smart enough to stop listening to something you don't like, you're beneath my notice to have this conversation. Like, either you need professional help, because that's just so stupid to me. Like, because I'll bitch about vegetables, but again, I don't bitch about broccoli all the time because I just don't eat it because I don't like it. And now it's not a problem. And people around me, they can get broccoli and they're like, good effing for them.
And then also don't ruin the fun of being a fan of something. I love Breaking Bad. See, Ted, you're with The Wire. For me, it is Breaking Bad. It is the greatest show that's ever been made. Don't make me embarrassed to support Breaking Bad because their fan base is a bunch of freaking idiots that'll go on there and bomb other shows.
Yeah, and I'm with you. Like I said, it's only a matter of if I have to choose one, I'll choose The Wire. But hell, Breaking Bad, I was like late to finally watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And then two or three years ago, my buddy just started watching it on a flight. And I just happened to watch one episode. I ended up watching the whole damn series again.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I mean, there's no reason to go online and start doing that. Same thing with sports. Right, there's a lot of sports, and I get it. People don't like or do like, but I don't have to crap on somebody else's sport all the time.
No, watch
it. Right. Or ask them what's exciting about it to them.
I mean, God, and look, of all the problems you could possibly have in life, to me, these are the simplest things to resolve. Right? You don't like it? No, watch it. Like, you will not find a single thing in your life easier than that. And if you're so stupid that you can't do that, like, stop embarrassing the human race or go get professional help or get the hug from your dad you didn't get. But, like, for Christ's sake, man, don't watch crap you don't like unless you're married and inevitably you're going to get 45 minutes a night where that goes down because you're not going to have that argument. But I can also physically get up and leave the room.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to suck it up. There's plenty of times I don't want to watch a show with a chick. You watch it.
The movies are the ones that get you into theater.
Yeah.
Because then you're I can only hide out in the bathroom for 45 minutes before it's like you were not in there peeing. It's like I wasn't. I went around the corner to the bar. This movie sucks. But you know what? You're willing to accept that because you might get laid. That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm sure. Like, it's not like you wanted to watch Frozen 1,000 times.
Oh, no, I did not.
Your daughter wants to watch it.
She wanted to watch it. But with me. I don't want to just watch it, Dad. I want to watch it with you.
Mine was Finding Nemo. Thank God that was pretty good.
That movie was fine. Yeah. I've seen it 25 million times. Brother, have you ever seen Frozen?
No.
Oh.
Ask me if I'm going to.
You won't.
See? I'm good.
You know what? I hope you end up with a granddaughter. You're going to sit down and watch it, and you're not going to take your usual approach. It wasn't that bad. It is. It is awful.
My kids don't have sex.
Well, by the time you have a grand, there'll be some other movie you don't want to watch. I'll have to watch.
I don't know if it's going to top Frozen. I don't know, man.
There's always something new coming down the pipe.
I will say it wasn't that bad. However, watching it 100 times, it would get grating.
No, it was bad the first time. It was grating 5 minutes in, man. It
wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
I think a lot of kids' movies are fine once or twice.
Some.
Speaking of kind of an interesting show I was watching last night. Now, it is a podcast, but they aired on Fox Sports. I'm sure you can find it other places. But just called Speed with Harvick and Buxton.
All right.
Now, Kevin Harvick, most people would know, famous NASCAR driver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buxton was an F1 announcer for years. He's a British dude, right? So if you first started getting an F1 with Drive to Survive, you know Will Buxton, you know his voice. So last year, he came over to Fox to start doing Indy, and now he's doing some NASCAR stuff, too. But Harvick doesn't really know anything about F1. So it's just kind of interesting having two guys with massive backgrounds and different kinds. Like, they're just talking about auto racing overall.
In general, yeah.
They were talking about MotoGP, and they're both like, I don't know. That's on motorcycles. And they're like, I don't know a ton about that. And they're just talking about how the different tracks and everything. Again, very nerdy, but I would say for NASCAR people, it's a good way to get into kind of open wheel racing.
Sure, sure.
And if you're like me, more of an open wheel racing guy, having Harvick there talk to you about what's going on with these cars is very interesting. I just thought, I was like, this is a good idea. Glad somebody put these two together.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't know how to explain it, but Buxton, to me, is the voice of F1. I know he's not there anymore, so I just like watching him. I just like listening to him. It's like hearing Scott Hansen doing Olympic Gold Zone. I told Mike one day, I finally watched it. I could almost shed a tear. It's just good to hear him back in focus where I like him.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. If the snow wasn't bad enough, escape cows. Shut down a highway in New York State. Meanwhile, Spain rules that a man who was fired for having beers at lunch gets $55,000, which is pretty great. Italian man trains his dog to take the trash and dump it on the side of a road. A man with drugs in Maine who crashed his car had quite the load. And everyone is losing it over a baby monkey and his IKEA toy. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Italy, where a local man is trying to pull a fast one. For a time, locals noticed an increase in the amount of bags of trash that were being dumped on the side of a local road, but had no indication of where the bags were actually coming from. They checked CCTV footage, and they found their culprit, a local dog that was taking some liberties, walking the bags down the road until it finally just randomly dropped it on the side of the road and returned home. While this is wild in itself, they witnessed the dog do this so many times that they finally deduced that the dog's owner had actually trained it to run bags of trash out to illegally dump it. Given this revelation, they've issued a fine to the dog's owner for illegal dumping and put a post out declaring respect for urban decorum in the environment is everyone's duty.
Throw your stuff away.
Exactly.
How hard is that, man?
For real.
You trained your dog.
Kind of a funny trick, but once.
Like, come on, man.
Right. You got a garbage can for a reason, buddy.
Jesus.
I would rather you throw it into your neighbor's trash can than have your dog just go and just dump it on the side of the road, man. Come on. In other news, we go to Spain, where a man was rewarded for his drinking. The man works for an electrical installation company, but drew suspicion from his superiors concerning some abnormal behavior while on the job. They got paranoid enough that the company hired a private detective to keep an eye on the worker to see what he was doing throughout the day, and find out they did. It was reported that the man was going to the bar during his breaks and consuming various amounts of alcohol, even reporting that he put down 3 liters of beer during a single lunch break.
Damn!
Where was this?
Spain.
All right.
España. That's getting it done. But in light of this news, and due to the fact that he routinely drove a company vehicle and would put innocent people at risk, they decided to fire the man. But our boy turned the tables, he did, on his former employer and took them to court for wrongful termination, and it worked.
What?
The court ruled that because he drank on his lunch break, which did not count as working hours, it is separate from your working hours, it didn't constitute as drinking while on the job, and while they agree that his contact needed addressing and it was not okay, they felt that firing him was overkill, so they ruled that they would need to he would need to be rehired or paid the equivalent of $55,000 American dollars. And it sounds like it took the payout.
Well, yeah. Another thing was they said they had nothing to prove that his performance was bad. He didn't do anything wrong.
Right. They just knew that he was acting weird. Right.
Yeah.
He was acting a little bit off, but like he said, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not screwing up any jobs. He's not hurting anybody while he's driving the truck.
He's just drunk.
He's just drinking while he's technically not on the job.
Yeah, there you go.
He just shows up to work drunk all the time.
I mean, he's driving a truck, so that's bad.
Yep.
And I know a lot of countries, like Spain, I don't know about, but like, no, Germany, it's not that odd to have a beer with your lunch.
Sure.
A beer.
But 3 liters.
A beer.
Right, that's, what is that, 32-ounce beer, 33 ounces?
Something like that.
So imagine, like, I love a giant beer, but, like, putting down 3 of those at lunch?
Right. I can't put down 3 liters of liquid, you know, during a working day.
Yeah, but he was on a time limit, Mike.
That's right.
I gotta get back to work.
Let's talk here. Hang
on. Driving to New York is already rough, but a situation on I-90 made things a little bit worse. Due to a mechanical issue, a truck was stopped on the side of the freeway to figure out the problem. But things got worse when the door of the truck's trailer popped open, releasing the 3 head of cattle inside of it onto the open road. Due to the animals running free, traffic was slowed to a near stop in the area until authorities, bystanders, and owners were able to get on the scene and wrangle the cows back into the trailer. 2 of the cows were captured quickly, but the 3rd made things more difficult than they needed to be. No injuries nor damages were reported, though authorities announced that traffic issues would continue for a while following the incident.
Why?
Because it slowed up so bad. It took them a while to get those animals in there, so they've got several miles backed up.
Don't know what happened.
What happened back there? But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Down to Australia, where a horse was rescued from a crap situation. Local authorities got the call after the horse was found to have fallen into a sewage-filled septic tank. Yummy. Photos were shared to a social media that featured the horse standing chest deep in the tank with sewage floating up to the horse's stomach. Rescue crews were able to hoist the horse out with help of a neighbor's excavator and a vet that was able to sedate the horse to keep it calm. After lifting the horse back
it
up.
It smells like acid here, Ruler.
After lifting the horse back up and out of the tank, it was checked by the vet and given a green light to go about its life. Horse is totally okay, just got stuck in the tank.
Up to its chest.
Right. Now, the surface of the chest, surface of the tank was chest height. It was an odd-looking septic tank.
All right.
You know, it was big and wide enough to be able to where this horse could stand all fours into this tank, but it was only about chest to the ground level.
Still, not awesome.
And the sewage is probably just kissing the belly of the horse there.
I mean, it's like someone said, throw, you're not going to drown in there. It's only up to your nipples. Like, you put them in a pile of ass.
Right.
Get me out.
Part of my problem is that they had to run straps underneath that horse, so they had to go digging.
Yeah.
Whoever the newest guy is did that.
You're darn right it is. Or the owner of the horse if they're on the scene.
Yeah, I would not admit to that until after.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my horse. Not got him out.
One more. There's a monkey that's going viral online for displaying how crucial comfort is for infant development. You all right, Miles?
Yeah.
Okay. The zoo near Tokyo took in the 7-month-old macaque named Punch after it was abandoned by its mother. Now, while that in itself is a tearjerker of a story, what brings it home is the fact that Punch has poured all comfort and affection into a stuffed orangutan toy that came from IKEA.
Okay, not to paint this in a weird light, but is that like having a latex girlfriend?
To a degree.
You know, kind of like, it looks like only a monkey, but you know it ain't a monkey, Punch.
Only if it was a baby holding onto it saying mama.
Yeah.
Multiple videos showed Punch trying to socialize with other monkeys in the enclosure, only to be met with a less than friendly encounter. It was one that was rather rude to Punch.
What is up with Punch that none of the I know his mom abandoned him, but why do none of the other monkeys want anything to do with him?
I think one correlates to the other.
Really?
I think mom abandoning the baby, there is something going on with that kid that none of the monkeys are willing to take on for themselves.
He eats glue.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know enough about monkeys, but it does seem odd.
Eats his boogers.
Punch then sprints back to where his IKEA toy's safety blanket is and clings for comfort. This has also led to IKEA marketing the $20 toy as, quote, Punch's comfort or orangutan, and is completely sold out in locations in South Korea, and it is even difficult to find these days in the U.S. What's more is IKEA has donated enough of the stuffies to keep Punch supplied should his current toys come to the environment. So sent a whole bunch of those toys over there.
So people are buying the monkey because Punch the monkey likes the monkey.
People are torn up about this little monkey, dude. He got a sad little face and he's just clinging onto this little stuff.
His mom left him, man.
Exactly. It's a sad story. Men's Room Sports is College Hoops over on FS1 and CBS Sports. You got NBA basketball on Peacock, and spring training baseball continues if you want to track the Mariners' progress. As far as your weather, should be cloudy and a low of 36. Tomorrow, they are expecting partly cloudy skies and a high right around 52. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. A big thanks to Tom, the president of Burger King, for calling the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Kind of cool. Lovely Jolene is up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.